Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
You never know what to expect when a child opens his mouth. He may embarrass you, he may amuse you, or he may say something that reveals wisdom far beyond his years. On one occasion, a pastor visited a Sunday school class where the four-year-olds were drawing pictures about people in the Bible. One boy had drawn an exciting scene of God driving Adam and Eve out of the garden. Another showed Jesus feeding a large crowd of very hungry people. "And what are you drawing?" the pastor asked a sincere and innocent little girl of about 5 years of age. "Oh, I'm drawing a picture of God," she replied confidently. "Well, that's a nice idea," he answered kindly, "but really no one knows for sure what God looks like." "Oh, they will when I get done," she smiled enthusiastically and said, as she hurried on with her drawing. Now think about it. They'll know what God looks like when I get done. An overstatement? Yes, for a four-year-old, but not for Jesus Christ. By his birth, his life on earth, death on the cross, his resurrection from the grave, he showed us what God is like. He was the God-man himself. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. One of the names given the Son of God is Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Jesus was on earth, God was on earth. When Jesus healed, God healed. When Jesus forgave sinners, God forgave sinners. You can't have one without the other. In the Old Testament days, that was the period of time before Christ came to earth. The revelation of God was never really complete. When Moses asked God for credentials as to his divine mission of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, God just said, "You tell them that I am has sent you." Now, any grade school student knows that I am is an incomplete sentence. There is a subject, a verb, but no object. If I stepped up to you and said, "I am," your natural reaction would be, "You're what?" You would want me to finish the sentence. Well, here's the good news. When Jesus Christ came to earth nearly 2,000 years ago, he did finish the sentence of truth so that we could understand God clearly. He didn't just say, "I am," he said, "I am the door, I am the good shepherd, I am the bread of life, I am the way, the truth, and the life," and by this he revealed God simply but beautifully. A good shepherd is a tender-hearted person seeking the lost sheep. So likewise, God is compassionate, seeking us with our lostness wherever we are. Now, bread is the staff of life. You can live without cake and cookies, but not without bread. Likewise, said Jesus, you need God. For God is to your soul what bread is to your body, and he is the bread of life. Where do you find such statements? In your New Testament. The Bible is God's written word to show you the living word, God's Son. If the book is new to you, I'd suggest you begin with the Gospel according to John. It's easily understood, beautifully expressed, and in its third chapter is the best-known verse in the Bible. "For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." As you understand this verse, the other verses of John's Gospel will also make sense, and you will see in him the life that God really intends for us to have. The only way you will know is to discover for yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.